Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's on Packer Ave in South Philly. In 1 hour, live from Chickies and Pete's, the Jordan Mailata Show. Me, Elliot Shore Parks, and of course, Jordan Mailata. And then the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Landon Dickerson. The Top 5 at 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series, Tulsa King.
Dwight.
This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right. Everyone at NovaCare huddled around the radios.
Yep.
Wondering, are they going to get a game ball?
Yep.
But there's only five.
Uh-oh.
So it's tough to narrow it down.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Starting at number five, fifth game ball. I'm giving it to Fred Johnson.
Oh, thank God Fred Johnson
Fred
got
Johnson
one.
Fred Johnson gets a game ball.
I don't know why Mark Pryor was starting. I'm not. Just,
Matt.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. It could have been Mark. Who would you have more faith in, Mark Pryor, right tackle, or Matt Pryor? But Matt Pryor. Just
poor Matt Pryor.
Just a disaster.
It tough was day. Like, tough day for
It was Matt. Like yeah. Winston Justice all over again. It was Winston Justice, Jamon Brown, and Matt Pryor yesterday. Just an absolute liability. Fred goes in there. He's fine. He's just perfectly fine. It was never an issue for the rest of the game.
I'm looking forward to talking to Jordan about Fred Johnson because it will be interesting to see Jordan navigate talking about how well Fred Johnson played and not throwing Pryor under the – yeah.
He's seasoned. He'll
yeah,
be able to do
he
it.
Knows. Yeah, he's a pro. He's yeah. a pro.
By the way, real quick, so they claimed Xavier Gipson off waivers, right? Yeah. And they waived Kenyon Green again. Kenyon Green has been.
I didn't even know he was back.
Has been waived and signed to the practice squad.
I didn't even know he was back.
And then brought up and then waived.
So is that practice squad?
I don't know. They waived him again.
I meant when we signed Gipson, is that he's inactive? Or did we sign him to the practice squad?
Well, I don't know. Better question for Elliot.
Okay.
Well, I think that they'll probably want to decide first if they're putting Cooper on
IR.
On IR or not.
Yeah.
To
Darius
determine.
Cooper, not Cooper Gene.
Yeah, right.
Make sure we don't freak everyone
Seriously,
out there.
Yeah. You're right.
We're talking preseason legendary is Cooper. All right, the fourth game ball I'm giving to Jalen Carter. Now, it was mostly a quiet game for him, but he also did block the first kick.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
had they kicked that, they could have easily lost as well.
Yep.
You know, that kept
both,
it.
Both blocks were important.
Huge.
Yep.
I think he had a big. He was also big on one of the fourth down
stops. He was in there with Jordan Davis on that fourth down stop.
Yeah.
Of, Kyron Wood.
And he wore the Jared versus Chain. After the game, which I thought was hilarious.
I wonder what they do. It seemed like they had a friendly bet. I don't know if Jared Verse felt that confident that he would actually bet his chain to give it away.
You don't think Jalen Carter snatched his team?
No, I actually think they got a nice friendly rivalry.
Oh, really?
Going.
Like, yes. They were messing with each other before the game.
Yeah, I think they got a friendly little rivalry.
Especially, I like Jared Verse.
Yeah.
He seems like he gets
it. He buys into the whole. I think he's from Pennsylvania, right?
He's from Bloomsburg.
There you go.
Imagine a Jack Fritz.
He was there when I was there. Was he
really?
In high school. In high school. Way smaller then. He's huge. And then he ended up at Florida State.
He was smaller in high school? Hard to believe,
Jack. Shut up. I'm just saying, like, he was way, you know. Yeah, okay. He was smaller in high school. Excuse me. All right. Shut up. No more pushback from you on this show. The third game ball, I'm giving to A.J. Brown. Like, could have been higher.
Oh, there you go.
Could have been higher, but there's other great performances. But A.J., like, you're watching him in the second half, and you're just thinking about the first two games, and it's just throw him the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, just throw him the ball.
It took everything, every fiber in my body not to tweet out, welcome to the 2025 season, A.J. Brown.
Yeah. Well, seriously, he was so – remember, we were saying, is he hurt? Is he a – do you remember the first game? Maybe he was a decoy.
Is he cooked? Like, do they still have the ability to get off the line?
Yeah. And he was offended by all those assumptions.
Of course he was.
As he should have been. Yes.
And that catch, by the way, to spark the offense, that was a really hard catch.
Yep.
Yeah. He bobbled it a couple times. He is unbelievable. And I – welcome to the season.
Yes.
Let's remember that we have number 11.
Yes. Remember, he's out there. Yes.
Yeah. The second game ball I'm giving to Jordan Davis. He's been amazing so far. You could argue he's been their best defensive player.
Yeah.
He had the big block. He was just all over the field yesterday. He's has good penetration into the backfield, Ike.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing everything.
Gets off the ball.
Oh.
Stop, man. I love the fact they've called on him to do more. So he's been out there playing more.
Yeah.
Right? And he's actually still fresh in the fourth quarter. Right? Last year was all about he's only playing 15, 20 snaps a game and all that type of stuff. Well, he's out there an awful lot. And not only is he out there, he's a difference maker. Jordan Davis, man, early pleasant surprise from the defense this year.
And he's changing, Jordan Davis. He's changing the calculation from, I thought this offseason they're just going to have to pay Jalen Carter.
Right.
And maybe just pay Nolan Smith. Like,
well,
Nolan Smith.
Jordan Davis has moved in front of Nolan.
He has. Yes. He has. And the way
I was going to say, Nolan Smith's going to have to do a lot.
Pick it up.
Yeah, to get paid.
Yeah. But number one is Jalen. I mean, that was a
QB1?
I said it at the opening segment. Want to make sure everyone goes back and listens to just the positivity that was exuded on
and
this show.
From 5 minutes later, you were calling a Jalen guy a moron.
Well, he was being a moron. We got through it. We navigated it. It's fine. But that's what the greats do. And it was not that yesterday was not an example of – now, it was good he finally started using the targets around him. Mm-hmm. But it was not an example of him having a super team and him having monsters around him. He made that happen. Now, there was things that had to go their way. But with this team, you never feel like
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Out of the game, and the thing that I give Jalen the most credit on is I just think they're going to get every third down and every fourth down. Like, I just there was a point yesterday in the game where Third and six, whatever. They'll get it.
We didn't get every third down in the first half.
I know. But when the game's on the line, when it matters more, he's there.
Yeah.
He's just there. And he's getting to the point where he just feels inevitable. So Jalen Hurts, my number one game ball.
He played so well, and the offense played so well. I said this earlier that even if Jordan Davis doesn't block that final field goal and the Eagles lose that game, I feel better today moving forward about the Eagles than I did before the game. That seeing that performance in the second half opened up my eyes and my belief about the Eagles the rest of the season.
Well, he brought it back, and it was great to see. We saw it in spurts last year at times, and I'll say it again. When you look at those final numbers, throwing three touchdowns a game, I don't expect that. But just the completions to the attempts to the total amount of yards and having passing touchdowns, that's all I need to see, man. That's all you need, 225, 230.
By the way,
that's not asking for a whole lot.
If you do that in the first half,
right,
then Saquon can dominate the second half.
Yes.
And I just want to put the other team on their heels.
Yep.
I want to be up 10 points or 14 points at halftime and put their offense in a position where they can't run the ball anymore and allow our defense to go at it instead of everyone playing on their heels all the time, worried about making a mistake.
Man, what a team. God dog it, what a team. Hey, man, we win a lot of football games around here, man.
You sure do?
We do.
I mean, obviously at a higher clip than when I played here. We were averaging 12 wins a game for about 5 or 6 years there and going to NFC championship games. This era of Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, this era of football, it's arguably the best era of football in Eagles history. I mean, that's what you're trending towards.
Yeah, I don't know
when you encompass
what could go against
the winning and everything else, the amount of talent on the team, man, it's good to be an Eagles fan, everybody.
Yeah.
It is good.
You guys had a good run.
We did. Well, we did.
This hour.
And unlike Eric Dickerson, I'm happy
that
these guys are doing well and reestablishing. Because we all remain alive as long as the team is still doing
what
they're doing. Eric Dickerson, you hater.
He is a hater.
Yeah.
You got to respect a hater every once in a while.
nothing wrong with it. Makes it more fun.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Here is what Coach Nick Sirianni sounded like after the game yesterday.
Guys, that mental toughness, this is what I need you guys to have in your time. I need you to have it the rest of the season. I need you to have it the rest of the time you're an Eagle. And I need you to have it the rest of the time you're in life.
Yes, sir.
That there's going to be times we're down. There's going to be times we don't want to get back up. All right? We don't want to get back up. But we pick our selves up and we keep getting up. All right? You guys got to remember that for me. All right? Because that's what this team did today. All right? There's something dangerous about a team that doesn't stop fighting. There's something dangerous about a team that doesn't stop fighting.
Do you think A.J. Brown is going to get any football assists in the meeting this time, or does he just get regular plays instead of regular catches instead of the football assists that Nick was handing out?
Well, I'll say this.
Yeah.
He's not looking to get any football assists.
Yeah, I know, I know, yeah.
Maybe he did. Maybe block well. I don't know. Just we can sort of congratulate him with the actual catches he made yesterday.
And I think he's probably pretty happy with that.
Yeah, he's gonna be happier in those the meetings this week.
Oh man, those meetings are gonna be a lot better.
215-592-9494. Don in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Don?
Hi, this is Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Is your voicemail?
It's the first time caller.
This is going well.
I think.
Is this Don? Hold up. Is this Don from Wilmington?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Good to finally talk to you, Don.
Hey, Don.
So I think Jalen got pissed after they scored their last touchdown, the Rams. And I think he just went on a tear. And after they scored the next touchdown, the Eagles, I think he went up to the coach and said whatever he said. And then the rest of the team had his back the rest of the game. And they were almost doing like the 2-point or the 2-minute drill the rest of the game.
Yeah, it was almost as if they were almost down by three touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were they had Jalen's back, because whatever he said, you know, let's run this. And the rest of the team had his back, and I can't believe the ending. I thought I knew they were going to score and do a two-point conversion, so I'm thinking overtime. No, they didn't get the 2 points, so I'm like, oh, this is not good. I can't believe what the defense. The whole team had his back the whole rest of the game after he got bit.
Wait a minute. Where the hell is this Don? Or is this not Don? Oh, are you Don from Wilmington?
Yes.
Okay. Are you sure?
What do you mean?
I'm just messing with you. Yeah, it was a great win, Don. It was a great win. By the way, the Jalen, him being vocal that we saw on the sideline was not after the Rams scored. That was after the Eagles scored.
Yes.
Yeah. That was
and
not
it was good.
Yes. It was great.
Need more of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Matt in San Diego. You're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
Yo, guys. Let me get you off speakerphone. Sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
I know. There we go. Is that better?
It's great.
I was just picking my dad up from the airport. So.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Now we got that info.
Yeah. I called you guys a couple weeks ago to talk about AJ and whether there was a breaking point. You guys had some good takes. Question for you after the game yesterday. Would you, if you could only have one, an AJ Brown breakout game yesterday or the Eagles win with AJ not breaking out, which would you rather have?
AJ Brown breakout
the
game.
The Eagles win.
No, I would have taken AJ Brown breakout game. Yeah.
So you got their answer and then you got my answer.
Yeah, you got the football player's answer.
Yeah. The real answer is
win's a win.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yes. I would now look, there's also a world in which AJ Brown has a good game and the offense, I guess, doesn't look great. I think we got both in the second half. We had AJ Brown being involved, but also they moved the ball consistently with rhythm. They got Saquon involved after that, and it wasn't just AJ, it was Devontae too. So it was, we got a little bit of everything. I think seeing the offense, and we got the win out of it too, but seeing the offense perform like that was something that I know I needed to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I texted the family Eagles group text and was like, before the last field goal block, I was like, I don't even, and before that drive, I said, I don't really even care, like, how this ends. Like, I was also in that mindset of, I'm glad that you could see that both receivers got in the end zone and got a bunch of targets, and it was great there. But what do you think the vibe would have been like in the city and then there in the office just overall if we ended up losing? You think most people still optimistic, or do you think you get your regular Philly fans complaining about the first half and the fact we lost?
That's a good
question.
Of course
we don't complain about the first half and the fact that we lost and still be optimistic. I mean, it's only the third week of the season. Like, if last year didn't teach us anything, it should have taught us to be a little more patient with our outlook on the entire season. It's one thing to analyze what's happening in the moment. It's another thing to go doom and gloom on the season. And that's what we did last year after being 2-2. I think they've earned the right to figure it out. So I don't think people would have given up on the season, but I guarantee you people would not have been happy today with the way that first half went and they lost the game. People wouldn't have been happy today. The majority of people, I think.
Yeah, I think it would. Thank you for the call, Matt.
You would have had some people that would have found some solace in some of those things, but the overwhelming feeling in the city, nah.
Well,
we don't do – this isn't baseball and basketball where we do acceptable losses.
Yeah, we would have got a lot of what the hell was happening in the first half.
What did the baseball team have to do?
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Well, there's only 17 of them.
It's only 17 games. That's the only point that I'm making.
Yeah, I think there would have been optimism about the offense. There also would have been a lot of anger as to what the hell were we doing in the first half.
Yeah.
And I also think you would have heard a lot of criticism of the defense allowing the Rams to sort of move the ball at will.
Mm-hmm.
Your bend don't break all the time. Some of that was luck. You know, some of that was Matt Stafford did not play a good game yesterday. I thought that Sean McVay coached in a incredibly conservative way, which he tends to do, which is a little weird for an offensive guy to be as conservative as he is generally. But we don't have to deal with it, thankfully. We don't have to deal with it. Now we get the solace of the win, and also the we feel good about how the offense, and it's almost like the first half didn't even happen. That right. Which is pretty wild. That is the biggest difference. We would have been talking more about the first half today.
Well, yeah, don't worry. We still got four more days the rest of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So the kickoff thing for the Eagles is pretty weird. It's pretty weird in that I'm sure I haven't seen that before. I haven't seen what the Rams were doing, that kicking it on the ground. It takes a certain kind of kicker because you have to kick it a certain distance before it bounces to be able to do that, or it hit, because it happened once where it was in that, or the Eagles kicked it and it was in that zone, and then the other team gets the, it's almost like a touchback.
Yeah, you get it at 35-yard line.
Yeah, so I wonder how much they even practiced that. I was still pretty stunned that Mechie and Bigsby could not catch the ball off the bounce the way that they were struggling with it.
Right.
It's suffice to say they will work on it a lot in practice this week. It was just really shocking to see the trouble they were having with it over and over and over again.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Obviously, his kicker kicking the way he did yesterday, we haven't seen a ton of that, but that's what you're going to get. You know, these special teams coaches, they're not just sitting in their offices drinking coffee and eating danishes and saying, just kick the ball out of the back of the end zone. You're trying to figure out a way to help your team. And if you can pin the opposing team's offense down inside the 20 by doing these squib kicks or pooch kicks or what have you, and the other team can't figure out how to field the ball, then that's going to work to your advantage. Like, that's going to work to your advantage as a kickoff covering unit. So this is where that phase of the game is trying to figure out how can they help their team. And that's really what aided the Rams in the first half, is that the Eagles were starting, it seemed like, every drive inside the 20-yard line.
It was almost every drive.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were lucky we didn't have a bigger nightmare where the Rams are down there, they bobble the kick, and they end up with the ball on our 10-yard line.
Well, think about this. The only way we scored in the first half is the Zach Bond interception.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, yeah. We got the ball down there already, so we couldn't drive the ball in the first half past the 50-yard line.
By the way, what a great job from Bond baiting Matt Stafford into it. When you're watching the replay of that, you have to be watching and thinking, what the hell was Stafford looking at in that the
baiting
replay? Yeah, he did. He made him think he wasn't paying attention to it. Because when you look at it, he was 2 yards away from that guy. He was not very far away from him. But he baited him with his eyes.
Film study, pre-snap recognition. He knew Devontae Adams with that route combination was coming inside. And he just, man. Hey, we got linebackers that can actually catch, too, man. That's a pass breakup most years. Man, that's a PBU and drop ball, and, you know, the linebacker's like, oh, I could have had that. No, you couldn't, because we can't catch. But Zach Bond catches everything that's in his area.
You would have been a tight end.
Yeah, if you could catch, you would have been a tight end. So most of us can't catch. Willie T had the best hands as a linebacker to play for the Eagles. Him and Seth Joyner, by the way, catching the ball. But, yeah, Zach Bond, man. We don't have to worry about if last year was lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, I know.
No, he's a great player.
He's legit.
Yep. So
he's legit.
This per Jason Dumas of 6ABC, I'm told both Adoree Jackson and Jacorian Bennett are dealing with injuries that could keep them out against the Bucs. Jackson was injured early, which brought Bennett in there, who got cooked on the entire final drive.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
It looked like they had just let Jacorian Bennett out of jail, man. Like, it's... It's like his legs. He had sea legs. I mean, they ran one route on him. He's falling down coming out of the break. I'm like, what is going on over there?
They went right at him that entire drive.
Every play.
Yeah, that entire the final drive that got the Rams in field goal range was all Jacorian Bennett.
So Keeley and Eli Ricks? I mean,
is Eli Ricks still around?
Still on the team?
I think he's
still
I thought they cut him.
Ah,
or maybe they cut him and re-signed him or something. But
damn, we're going Keeley? I think we are.
Baker's eyes, as big as saucers.
Don't sound so happy.
No.
By the way, the insiders this week are hot.
They're working.
Elliot, great question.
Yep.
John Clark, scoop. Jason Dumas, scoop.
Yep.
Derek Gunn had one over the weekend, I believe.
What was D-Gunn's?
He had the one about they find Big Dom.
Oh, right. They find Big Dom $75,000. for sending a text message on the sideline during a preseason.
I'm just saying. Some of those things I knew.
Oh, there it is. Say one thing.
There it is.
After the fact, Reese.
There it is.
Tweet it.
There it is. By the way.
Nope, I don't break news. I react.
By the way, yep. How much is Big Dom making? That guy could get fined $75,000?
Oh, you know Lurie.
I don't want to count anybody else's money, but holy moly. $75,000, that's a player fine.
That's more than a player.
Yeah.
By the way, Saquon being fined for that. Are you serious?
Yeah, $46,000 for running over someone.
Yeah, putting his head down. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
A lot of fines and penalties. So far this
Troy,
year,
relax up there.
Yeah, Troy. Remember who put you on the map.
You're an Eagle.
Shoot him a text. 215-592-9494.
Maybe is that Runyon? Is that Big John?
No, that's Troy Vincent.
That's Troy.
Yeah.
I thought Runyon was in charge of punishment.
I think Runyon's in charge of punishment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because he had to fine his own son.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's got to be tough.
It's like that's different than chores back in the day.
My dad desperately trying to find me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many
years? You know he is. He's thinking about it. Coming up next. Oh, actually, in what, 36 minutes, we have the Jordan Mailata Show live here at Chickie's. Then the Players Lounge at 7. The Players Lounge guest this week is Landon Dickerson. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, everyone knows champs come from Philly. That's right, like the delicious and unbeatable Tasty Cake. Think about it. Mouth-watering candy cakes have a creamy layer of peanut butter filling on top of delicious cake, all enrobed in a delicious chocolate coating. Let's talk about these little great crimpets, a uniquely shaped fluffy cake topped with a delectable, that's right, I said delectable, layer of smooth and subtle butterscotch icing. They're a home run every time. Now, whether you're rooting for the Phillies in the stadium or from home, make sure you've got only the best treats on deck. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.